All right, so today, Bezer, we'll begin the Malach of Malabain. Malabain is defined sort of as a scouring for the word Lavan. It comes from the word Lavan, means whitening, bleaching, cleaning, you know, washing. That's the Malach of Malabain. And we'll have probably three shiurim on that, two from this packet, one more. Maybe it'll take four shiurim, we'll see, but hopefully three shiurim starting today. Malabain basically means that it was, you know, to get the stuff, stains, and other things out of a garment or anything else. We'll see, it's not limited to a garment. It could be something in the carpet. It could be, you know, it doesn't have to be something you're wearing. Obviously, in the Mishkan, Malabim relates to the wool. If you look in the first source, the Mishnah calls Oralan, Gimel Aleph, Avos Malachos, Aram Chasachos, Gozes is a tzemer. We pointed out the other day when we spoke about Gozes, that it doesn't just say Gozes, but Gozes is a tzemer. And this one's called Hamalab. No, again, it refers to the noun, or actually the object of the verb. Unusual, you know, because most of the malachas are just defined as the verb. So here, a gozes atzemer, that's an object to the verb. And also malabno, that's an object. One was malabin it, meaning referring to the wool. So the truth is, when you shear wool off of a sheep, it's dirty. You know, the sheep hangs around outside, so it's got all kinds of dust and dirt. And so in fact, I read somewhere that once you take it off and you cleanse it of all the particles and dust and whatever else is there, it's about half its weight when you first sheared it. That's how much gook and garbage there is inside. So that's what it means. Rashi sitting out. Okay, that's what it means to get all the make a fleece, you know. But you want it to, as in the nursery rhyme, a fleece is white as snow. In other words, Mary's little lamb had a fleece as white as snow, but not if it spent too much time outdoors. Okay, because again, dirt and particles, dust tends to get in, you know. As we know. So that's what the idea of Malabain is, that they would scour it, they would wash it. Now Rashi comments, you know, in Gimel Aleph, source number two, Hamalabno mechabso binahar. Now Rashi telling us that water has to be part of the process. You wash it in water. Okay, liquid, you know, that's what affects the removal of the dirt. Okay. Now today, they don't do it. That's what they used to do when they used to wash the wool. They would, you know, they take it to a nearby stream and that's how to clean it. Today, it's done by some kind of a machinery. Okay, that cleans it out. But that's Hamalabno. It's interesting, in the Ran, on the Rif, on this Mishnah Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Mud Beis, the page of Rif in Source 3, is a different Girsa. First here, it's Hamalabno Mechabso Benohar. Girsa, I'm not sure what Dalad Tov stands for. Different Girsa, Beneser. It's not a Hey, Nahar, but Neser, Nun Tov Reish, the Sof, instead of the Hey. And Neser is some type of a detergent. Okay, which would make it perhaps more like bleaching than just, you know, washing it in water gets the dirt out. And as we'll see in a moment, it could well be that the melach, in terms of the av melach, and this way it looks like the Rambam holds. Because again, today we're just going to try and give the, you know, the general parameters of the issur. Looks like the Rambam holds that the issur actually is bleaching or whitening, which is not necessarily the same thing as cleaning. Okay, cleaning means to get the dirt out, right? To remove dirt. Whiten, you can whiten something through some type of agent or a bleach that makes it white. It doesn't necessarily get the dirt out, right? I mean, it can still be dirty, but the white becomes brighter, a brighter white. Okay, so that's like an interesting possible distinction, which we'll see. So I'm not saying that that's the machlokas in the girsos here. When Rashi on Ayin Gimel Aleph Source 2 says, Amalabno means mechabso benahar, means regular laundering. You know, you wash, I mean, you know, today you put in the washing machine. In the old days, you went to a stream or water. That's where you did the laundry. And so it means regular laundering. That's how Rashi understands Malabim. But the Ran, he says, other Girsa, which says specifically not Nahar, but Neser, the different Girsa, means it's some kind of a whitening agent, a bleaching agent, which, you know, it sort of brightens the color. It's not necessarily a matter of taking out the dirt so much as brightening the color. As we'll see, it doesn't matter. So it's not the obvious at all, though. But I'm just saying this in terms of defining what's meant by Malabim. So there's an interesting Yerushalmi in Shabbos, in this parak Zion, Halacha Beis, where the Yerushalmi defines Hamalabno. So it says, Hahein de Megafer. Hahein de Megafer. Okay. Megafer, gofris, is a sulfur, okay, sulfuric acid. Now, the sulfur apparently can have the kind of a bleaching effect. I don't know much about the science of it exactly, but you can probably figure it out or Google if you want. Sulfur was used as a kind of a bleaching agent. So, again, Trying to define malabain. Rashi defines malabain as simply washing something in the river, in the stream, you know, water, getting the dirt out. That's what we laundering. As opposed to the other gears in the rod, maybe it says neser, which is a type of a detergent. It's not so much necessarily getting. I'm not saying the Ron may not disagree. We'll see. The Rambam appears that he does, but it's not just getting the dirt out, but it's actually whitening it or brightening the color, brightening white. We know in halacha, just to interrupt myself, we know in halacha that mishnayos in the goyim and Rashi Chumash mentions that there are different types of white. You know, sometimes the tzaras is the whitening of the skin. So there are different shades of white. There's one of the Steinstein Arabas. Okay, there are four shades of white. I think that they say the purest white or the purest, deepest white is snow. Okay, and the others are, well, the wool of a sheep is white, and milk was only, that was milk, right now, snow, not milk, egg white. Okay, the shell of an egg. And you can look at them, not exactly the same. You look at these paintings here, and you see not everything is white. I mean, the different shades of white. You can have white shirts. You can have white on white. You know, there's a different shade of white. We don't usually think of white having so many shades, but it does. Okay, so you have the snow, and you have egg white, and you have the fleece of a sheep, and marble, white marble. Those, I think, are the four that I mentioned. Milk is not mentioned. Anyway, be that as it may, you can have different shades. So the Yerushalmi says, defining hamalabno, ahein de megafer al money. Money means clothes, garment. Okay, you put sulfur. Okay, and Korbanet explains in 5. Korbanet explains there in Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Chabez 5. Ahein de megafer, hai de me'ashen begofris al begadim. Sulfur, Ashen gets to steam it with sulfur, okay, either on garments or v'chavolim. Nechbolim, some say, v'chavolim, it means ropes. Whatever, you want to whiten something. Haboyin medinas alika. Okay, that's what the word alika means, some kind of a place. Chayav mishum alabin, kinemasi, that's malabim. Okay, so he's still using sulfur. Now then the Mishalmi gives some other example. That's one example, okay. I tell you, Ramosh also explained in 6. Hamalabna hain the megafer zel shu megafer begofris bichlal hamalabinu. That's interesting because the Ramosh says bichlal, that's included on the malabin. He's not necessarily saying that's the only thing that's malabin. Okay, but malabin, according to him, is using sulfur, sulfuric acid, according to this Yushalmi, for the purpose of bleaching or whitening. It's not just a matter of laundering. You hear my chilek here? That's how I'm distinguishing.
Okay. Can you say it one more time?
Yes, that there can be two different definitions of malabim. One, with simple reading of Rashi in source 2, is mechab something you wash it, you know, like the launder. Okay, the purpose of laundering is not necessarily to make it whiter. Okay, it's to get the dirt out, right, to restore it to its original luster, whatever the word is, right, to its original color. You wash your white shirt. You want to get the dirt out. Okay, but that's what Rashi says. But another possibility, maybe, is what the Ron means by bringing a different gear. So 3, Neser, when you use a cleansing agent, you know, I did the commercials for detergents. We'll say, make your shirts are white as white, whatever. You know, that's for bleach, or Clorox, whatever, color safe bleach, whatever they have that they advertise, or it's on the bottle. It makes your laundry the whitest white. It's the agent is more than just getting rid of the dirt. It's actually brighten the white. It's not necessarily the same thing. I don't want to make too big a fuss about it, because either way, it's going to be also on Shabbos. Okay, but just to understand what's going on. So the Yerushalmi mentions...
Wouldn't that be dyeing it?
Well, but dyeing it implies a different color. We'll talk, and that's a different malacha called Soveya. So here's one, right, brightening the color that there is already. Okay, so that's how...
So laundering it versus...
Brightening it. Again, it's going to be...
I'm not sure why that... Wouldn't laundering it be... So laundering meaning cleaning it?
Yeah, just to get the dirt out.
You're not brightening. And brightening it meaning what?
Meaning you're deepening the color. You're doing something, some chemical or something that's acting on the color to make it brighter. It's not necessarily getting the dirt out. Yeah, that's not the issue. Yeah.
Would it be at all similar to, I believe we covered this, Hilchos Avelos, there's two different types of laundering. One is more like effective than the other. Is that like...
That could be a similar distinction. Okay.
It's a level of effectiveness, like,
yeah, or what you would want. Yeah, I think so. Could be. Okay. Okay, but anyway, again, I don't want to make too big a stink about this, because at the end of the day, one's going to be the album to be told us. It's also either way. But just
so also, see, if we make too much of a stink about it, we'll have to wash it on Shabbos. So to be careful.
Poor choice of words. Okay. Fuss about it. All right. Anyway, anyways, the other example from Yushalmi, and this is significant also, Hadot Itza, the Shorka Apa. Okay. Now, if a woman wants to make her face look whiter, so she puts on powder or some type of makeup. Okay, I think usually they're more interested in rouge, making it redder. We'll talk about that when we get to Tzoveya, Be'ez Hashem, next week, but which is a different malacha, which I've been saying before. But the example Yisham gives, Ha'itza, Rashi says,
Rabbi, I'm so sorry. What was the first one in the Yerushalmi?
First one was the guy who put this gopher, this sulfur on his clothing. Okay, whitening the clothing. Looking
putting for sulfur on the clothing.
Steaming the clothes with sulfur, that's malabim.
Okay. What's sulfur? I thought it was like ash.
No, gopher is the sulfur.
Okay. What is sulfur?
And it has a whitewashing capacity to it.
What is sulfur exactly?
Gopher.
I imagine like gopher's ash is like having like an ashy effect.
Maybe ashes do it also. I don't know. Ashes also have surf to clean. Ash can be used in soap. We know that from other dinim, and we know it's from life. I mean, ashes use soap. So it does have a cleansing ability. Okay.
I see. I thought it's stained, but okay, I guess I'm wrong.
Well, it depends, I guess, how you mix it with what you mix it with and what else you do it, how long you do it. I don't know enough about the process, but Yushalmi, again, this was, we don't do it like that nowadays, you know, but the one time they did. Second example of Yushalmi is that he eats the sharka apa. Okay, she like literally like it painted her face, but white, you know, like white, I guess, put on makeup to make it look whiter. You know, what? What do they call it? Foundation makeup. The first layer is white. I guess it get rid of the could be. But here the goal is to look white at the end. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not saying it's like the Joker, but you know, it's like a white face. Okay. Anyway, blush. I think is the other way. Yeah. Anyway, the shark of Malzo, she wanted a white thread. Either idea is whitening. So it's all under Malabit. Or Hain Chaita. A tailor, Chayat is a tailor. Yoav Chuto go Puma, he put this thread in his mouth to get, again, for the again, he wants to sew this thread, but he puts it in his mouth to sort of like lick off the dust and so on and so forth, just to get anything off. All right, that's also Malabin. Rav Kohen, B'Shem Rabbanan, the Kishin, Hamayantun, Chay B'Shem Malabin, the person makes a shirt or something. Anyway, there's all different examples of Malabin, but it looks like the Yerushalmi, at least included under it, is not just washing or cleansing to get rid of dirt, but for the purpose of brightening. Okay, it's not just, and maybe it means not cleansing only, maybe both are included, but that's what I want to show you that Yerushalmi. Okay, actually, in the Babli, there's also a similar discussion, okay, regarding Libun and how much, and this goes back to Max, what you said, you know, about the impact or the effect in the end. Okay, it has a place in the Sugyan Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis. Of all places, source 7. And the Mishnah there is talking about somebody who steals something. The halacha is, if you steal something, okay, and then you, may as well look what it says in the Mishnah. A gozel eitzim v'ason kalim. I stole wood and I made it into a table. Okay. So the halacha is, you know, without the details now, you know, you steal something, you have to return it. So now I get caught, so I do tshuva, whatever, I want to return it. But I don't have to, I put in a lot of effort and time to make this into a table. So because it was called Takonas Hashovim, you want people to do tshuva, so you pay the money. The wood was when I stole it, but now I don't have to give back the wood now. You know, I don't have to bust up the table or the chair because that'll discourage people. And this has to do with something called Kinyane Gzela. Kinyane Gzela, that a Gazlan can acquire something. It doesn't mean that the act of stealing was allowed. It wasn't. It's definitely not Avera. But he'll be Kona, the object, in terms of ownership. He'll still have to pay back, okay? And he still gets whatever Avera it is. And by the way, even though it's called Kinyan Gzela, but it's also by Gneva. There's no difference here between Gzela and Gneva. For the most part, the other difference is not for this. Anyway, so the halacha is he gives it back. So the examples in the Mishnah of Bava Kama, that's the name of the parak, is that goes late to him. Tzadi Gimel Beis, the Mishnah 7, that was the first year I was in the Rosenholm Rav Hashir, learned the Gozal Eitzim. Anyway, I Gozal Eitzim, my son Kalim. So that's a point that he made a Shinui. So you can be Kona with a Shinui. Even if you have a little bit of a Kami, you may remember from the third parak in Sukkah, by stealing a Lulav or the Hadassim, you made a Shinui. Okay, so the Kinyan can be affected via making a Shinui in the item. Okay, so the other example besides our gozel eitzim v'ason kelim and that mission of our comments out of Gimel Beis is semer v'ason begotim. You stole wool and you made it into a garment. Now you have a whole wool suit. Okay, so halacha is mishalem kisha sakzel. You have to pay back, says the Mishnah, kisha sakzel. Rashi explains. Source 8 of the comments of the Gimel Beis, Mishalim Kishah Sakzela, Demei Eitzim Vitzemer. You have to pay the worth, the value of the wood, of the wool that you stole. The Ein Chayav Lahachzelo Kalim. You don't now have to return the table that you built out of the wood you stole, or the suit that you made out of the wool you stole. You don't have to return that. The Kone Bishinui, because the Gazon, that's called Kinyan Ekzela, through the Shinui that he made, he's Kone. Okay, now we're not learning about Kama now, but that's the halacha. And the Gemara there, inside of Gimel Beis and other places in that the parak, discuss what's exactly called a Shinui for this purpose or not. Okay, that's the issue. So the Gemara addressed an issue regarding what's called Reishis Hagez. I printed a psukim in the Torah, and everyone's familiar with this, that's why I printed it in Parsha Shoftim, Varm Parak Yerches, Pasuk Gimel. Among the different things you have to give to the Kohanim, so we're all familiar with Truma, but it says in Parak Yerches, Pasuk Gimel, verse 9, Vizeyeh Mishpat HaKohanim. This is what the Kohanim get, okay? Nasan la Kohen hazroa la chayim kaver, shecht an animal, not a carbon, any animal. So to give the Kohen, the zroa, which is the foreleg, the chayim is the cheeks, which includes the tongue. I guess some people like the tongue. A kaver, part of the stomach. These are the part of the matnos kahuna. Many of the matnos kahuna, the 24 matnos kahuna, as we know, many of them are mentioned in the end of Parshat Korach, but there's some here in Shoftim also. And among them mentioned is dalel, well, that we know, reishis digon chatirosh kavitzarecha, truma, from your grain and from your oil products, your grape products, and so on. And here's what's relevant to us. Voracious gaze tonfa titin lo. The first shearings of wool from your sheep, you have to give to the Kohen. Just like you have to give the first of the crops, truma, to the Kohen. So too, it's called racious gaze. Racious gaze is the first of the shearings. First of all, not a lot of people know it, but that's the din. And the pasuk says, kivo boch Hashem lekacha, because l'techa, Hashem chose the Kohen, etc. Rashi Chumash, really should have printed the whole Rashi, only printed part of it by mistake. But you can take a look, Parak Ches Pasuk Dalad in Parsha Shoftim, and it says there, Kishata Goze is Tzonecha, or Tzonecha, when you shear the wool of your sheep, B'chol Shana, every year, you know, the new sheep grows new wool, okay? B'chol Shana, Tein Mimena Reishis Lakoin, you have to give what's called Reish Hagez to the Kohen. Below Pirish Boshir, it doesn't say in the Torah how much you have to give. Roseno Nostu Boshir Echad Mishishim, one out of 60 in the wool. Then Rashi was on to explain what from every sheep. The no, just from five. Okay, I should have printed the Rashi, but I didn't. All right. So the Gemara asked in Baba Kama, so he's supposed to give Reish Hagez. Okay, in other words, in effect, the Reish Hagez, the first shearings of the wool belong to your friendly neighborhood Kohen. Okay, you have a choice, just like with Truma, to give to the coin of your choice. It's called the Tavitavus Hanah. Anyway, so you give to the coin. So the Gemara discusses, again, because the same din, if I took the wool and I made it into a, but I didn't do racist, I guess, and I made it into a suit, so now I don't have to give the suit to the coin. It's only when it's in its form, the original form, as sheared wool. So then that's why it comes up in that sugi Baba Kama, because just like the Mishnah was talking about, the Gazlan, here there's no Gazlan. Okay, but I mean, like guys, in a certain sense, as we'll see, I was supposed to give it to the Kohen. I didn't. I didn't steal it from anybody. It was mine. Okay, so here the same criteria are at play. You know, you don't have to give it to the Kohen once you've already made a shinus. So the Gemara asks, relating to us here in Source 11, Baba Kama Tzadik Gimel Beis in the Gemara, the libun mi havishinui. What if I just whiten the wool? I did libun. I whitened the wool. In other words, is that enough for shinus to say, that's it, I don't have to give it to the Kohen anymore? Okay, that's all. And like, I blew the mitzvah, but there's no iser. Okay, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's not right, but is that enough for shina or not? Sounds like from one source that it is, but the Gemara says it's a stira, raminu. Lo hispik litno lo ad shetzvo'o. Okay, I didn't give, look in Rashi, when it comes to the Gemara, it's 12. Lo hispik litno l'reishis hagez l'koin ad shetzvo'o. I didn't give my reishis hagez to the koin until I dyed it. So I was not whitening. I dyed it. It made a different color. A lot of times, I mean, in the Mishkan, you know, the wool is, it's an Ismik Sedra, right? I mean, the precious Truma. You begin to, so, you know, you can have the, huh? It tells our garments, all showing, were made for the wool to be dyed different colors, okay, for the different tapestries and big decon or whatever else. Okay, that's what they needed the wool for. So, So means I dyed it a different color, not white. White, I didn't just clean it. I dyed it chalitz or argoman or whatever, or red, whatever color I did. So then you're putter. Okay. Then if you did that, for sure you're putter. Second Rashi in 12, putter, the kanye b'shinoi, because you made a shinoi. Okay. V'damim lamilo mishal. Now in the Mishnah, when you stole something and you were konet b'shinoi, you still have to pay back the nigzol. You know, the victim of your thief, you know, the guy you stole from, you still have to pay him back the damim, the money that it was worth when you stole, that you have to do. But here not. Damim says Rashi, namim says, the lav gezel gomohur, the lo motel yod, there's no gezel, because there's never actually in any individual coins at hand. Who did I steal it from? Yeah. Get again? Go to the next one. That's the next one.
Yeah.
1 second, before we get there. I'm having 2 seconds, okay? But the first thing is the Mishnah says, Lohispik, Ligmar, it says, Lohispik, Lach, it's all putter, but Libno, if I only whitened it below Tzvo, then Chayav, okay? Then you are Chayav, meaning that doesn't seem to be enough of a Shinoi. You just whitened it, you still got to give it to the coin. That's what the Rashi seems to say, which is against the earlier statement, you know, that even Libno, even if you just malabin it, that's already called the Shinoi, and you wouldn't give it to the coin. So that's your minu. That's the theory. So Rabbi Elo Kasha, Rab Shimon Harabanan. You're right, no Kasha. One is Rab Shimon, is a Machokas, Rab Shimon Harabanan. Okay? The Tanya, where? Is a Brisa. Gozazo, 12 Argo, Ein Mitzari. Okay, what's going on here? That's what Rashi is getting at. Based on a Sugin Chulin. Okay, again, it's not directly our subject. I can print out all the Makaris here, but you can look it up. We have enough from Rashi. A lot of these didn't appear at the end of the second Chulin. So, Chomesh Rechelos Gezuzim. Okay, how many? Let's say I have 100 sheep. I have to give the first shearings of the wool of every sheep. You know, so that's five. And you have to give what's called the Nesina Chashuva. And basically, you have to give each one a total of five sheep, which the total weight of each one is a mon and a half, right? Now she says, "Chomesh rechel zuz kol achas mona upras." Okay, each one of weighs a mon and a half. Hayavos bereish zagez. Okay, now bereish zagez ma'ala goes is rochel achas shegozda, means when you rochel means a sheep, when you shear a sheep, the wool of a sheep. After you shear it, no sin min agiz al coin, mafima shiyitze, ubavad shetein nesina chashuva. That's what it's called, the nesina chashuva. So once I've gone ahead and made a shinui in it, so that is not going to count towards the tally. Okay, it won't count towards the tally. Ein mitstarif means, if look at the Brice again, the second line of 11, of a comment that I give away, is it Tanya, gozazo tvo'o v'argo. I sheared it, I spun it, and I weaved it. You know, I wove it into a garment. So then, a mitzvah, that particular wool can't be counted towards the tally of the five. That's a shinoi. Okay, rachis means it's the first five. Okay, so if you did these three acts, gozo 12 argo, fine. What's relevant to us? Okay, look at the end of Rashi. Dim gozos achas utzva v'chein shliyah v'chein shliyah is ein mitstarfos l'mano pras l'tzchayev. The kanano b'shinu. Once you've done the spinning and all you've woven it and so on, you can't now count that to the weight of a mon and a half to give to the coin. The first five sheep, a mon and a half to the coin. Okay, it doesn't count. All right, how you understand now? You understand? And it doesn't count towards the tally. Yeah. Yeah, it's a separate, because it has to be the total weight. Rashi says, because it has to be, it's called the Nesina Chashuba. You don't give one strand of wool to a coin. It has to be the Nesina Chashuba. So now you combine them for different things, but if you've already acted on it, then they can't be combined because they're now yours. You already wove some of those shearings from one animal, so you can't count that animal towards the tally. Okay, that's what comes out. You're looking up the Gemara, and it's a different race, I guess. And that's the name, I think it's the name of the parak there in the Cool. Anyway, good. So, but continues the what's relevant to us in the second line of 11. It's there, it's still in the comments. I go, base. Libno, if you just whitened it, you didn't weave it and make it into a suit. You just whitened the wool. Rab Shimon Omer, ain't mitzarif. That's still enough for shinui, ain't mitzarif. Achamer Omer, mitzarif. It's not a shinui. So, therefore, that's the machokas. It's a machokas tanoim. Whether milabin is enough for shinoi. And Rabba Amar Havaha Reb Shimon. No, both are Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the author of everything. Below Kasha. Ha de Napse Napuse. Okay. Napse Napuse means basically that he combed it and all he did was disentangle. Well, that's the next malach we'll do next week. It's called Benape. It's like combing, disentangling. That's all he did was disentangle the hairs. That's not considered to be, I'm sorry, hold the naps and put it, the disentangle, do my hand. That's not a shinui, even according to Shimon. That's not a shinui. All he did was disentangle the wool. That's not a shinui. But the Sarke Saruke, the other brides that told me where you actually combed it, okay? You didn't just disentangle it by hand. You took some type of a clear, it goes back to Gozes, right? You combed it with a thing, that's already more of a shinui. So it could be that it's not a stira. Depends exactly what you did. Certain things are not considered enough of an act of shinui, some are. And then what's most relevant to us, the end, Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar, Hode Chavre Chavure, Hode Kavre Kavure, very similar expression. Chavre Chavure is just you cleaned or washed it. That's not a shinui. But the Chavre Kavru, you bleached it. Okay, look what Rashi says. First he says, Napse Biyad, right, as opposed to Sarka and Masrek. That was the middle Lokasha. Right, it was supposed to did it by hand, so that's not a shinui to do with the comb it is. But what we're interested in now, Chavre Chavre, the word Vavreish in Aramaic is white. Okay, they're cleaning. Sometimes the expression, Ve'eno Mechuvar. You see that? Right? We have something Rishonim using. The quote, the Rashi quotes it, Ve'eno Mechuvar. I mean, it's not clear. And Mechuvar, Ches Vavreish, the white, it's not so clear. Okay, anyway, but Kavre, the Chav, Kavre, Kavruye, Rashi says, we're back, Ve'gofres, Le'slabin Yofer. Okay, use Gofres, use sulfur again. Or sulfuric agents, sulfuric acid, something like that. Lislabin yofe, that's a shinui. A little bit of it, just to clean or rinse it off in water. That's not such a big shinui. Then you would still have to give it to the kohen. It would still count towards the tally. But if you went chavre chavruye, if you mamish sulfur, you mamish cleanse it, made it a different, almost like a different chavtze, you brighten it. That's a different story. So again, we see from there also, and Tosfos points out incidentally, 13. Even if Shimon agrees that just rinsing it off is not a shinui, there's a shinui. Okay, so I won't agree to that. So at the end of the day, you see from this student, Baba Kama, also similar to what we saw in the Yerushalmi. Again, so, yeah.
What's the verse?
Now the rest of Tosas spells it out. I should have printed the rest of Tosas. And even he agrees. What was that? I forgot what the Mahokas was. I only printed the parts relevant about Malabin, but it gives you the tarots. I don't remember, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure Tosas goes on. Okay. Anyway, he's showing where Rava did, because where does Rava? It's according to Rava. Go back to the middle answer, Harb Shimon Lokasha, even Rav agrees with this chiluk. It could be the latest stage, maybe it's the combing, maybe it had to do with the latest stage, I don't remember. Okay, anyway, but what emerges from this sugya of Baba Kama, which is not talking about Shabbos at all, is just what you see that there's a difference between just cleaning and whitening. That's what I want to show you, that last line. You look up Baba Kama, it's in that sugya, but the point is, you see a chiluk. One is called a shinui, one is called goes back to what Max said before, like a qualitative, right? A qualitative change in the item at the end, right? So that's what emerges in that sugya Baba Kama. The sugya of Yerushalmi and Shabbos, talking about Shabbos. Okay, but they also mentioned gophers. That was a striking that Rashi tells you what Megor, the last Rashi in 12, there in Baba Kama said, tells you what Kavri means. It means Megorferis, Lislabi Yofa. He mentioned that. So now, in terms of the Malach of Malabin, let's come back to that Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam, 14. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud. HaMalabin Es HaTzemer. Okay. Oes HaPishnan. Oes HaShoni. That is a problematic line, because Shoni, so Shoni is red. Tola Shoni is a reddish color. So we have to understand what Rashi means by that. What the Rambam means by that. He's talking about him, because he's not talking about colors. Well, Tzemer is wool. Pishnan is linen. And Shani, so maybe it means the threads or something. You know, he's talking about, does he mean a material? Does he mean a color? A significant nafkamina. Because the question would be, will Malabain apply as an av malacha to something that's not white? If you hold in the definition of Malabain is mamish bleaching something, so that applies, you could say that applies to white. That's the other possibility. You could say, if it just means, you could say it deepens the color, make your clothes as bright as bright, you know, they have color bleach, you know, to bring out the color, okay? But I'm not sure, you know, it's ironic we're in the art room here, but we're used to a world of color and garments and everything else. And everything is color, and the colors are much more discernible or brighter or have an impact on more than today than before. I mean, there are many more colors. I remember I once went to the 9/11 museum downtown by the old World Trade Center. You know, if you've never been there and you like museums, it's very kiddo, in my opinion. I happen to like museums, and I think my wife and I think they were like 5 hours. You know, okay, I was alive when it happened. You weren't, but still, you know, it was quite.
I was alive when it happened.
Barely. You're a baby, right? And then,
no, I was actually six.
Oh, you were six, so you remember it. Okay. All right. But, you know, all right. But I mean, I remember very well. I was an adult. But anyway, when Kennedy was shot, so then I was, I think, three. So that I don't remember. Okay. I have a vague recollection of seeing part of the funeral. Anyway, but maybe a picture.
There's a great drusha by Norman Lamb when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
I
was a little kid. Anyway, at a Pearl Harbor, I wasn't alive. Okay, anyway, so that was, although it's interesting, I'm interrupting, but it's a fascinating thing. A few years ago, it was the 100th anniversary of the establishment of MTA in the high school, like a couple of years ago. So we interviewed some old alumni, and it was a guy who was, he passed away since then, but I think he was 102, the oldest alumnus that we found from MTA. And he said he remembers in December 7, 1941, he was in MTA when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And everybody went across the street. Imagine this. One guy had a radio. One person in this area had a radio. So everybody went to listen to hear what's going on. It's like, he was telling us that like one person had a radio in the whole neighborhood. It's hard to imagine, you know, it's a different world. Anyway.
Fun fact also. Sorry, it's weird to say. I just like to share this fun fact about Pearl Harbor. My great uncle was an officer at Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
His ship was hit, and he organized immediately a rescue team to go through the water overnight as Pearl Harbor was happening to save people. But he didn't get a Purple Heart or a medal because he was Jewish. And so my grandfather's also, I come from a Navy family on my mother's side. So he was an officer. He was my grandfather was a captain in the Navy. And so he, in the last 10 years, like went back and brought all these documents to Indianapolis.
Yeah, he could post.
He got the medal post, like post-mortem, and now it's in the museum. And there's a whole, yeah, just to share.
Okay, but I wasn't born yet. Anyway, be that as it may. So, I want to tell you about the museum. So at the end of the museum, they have, again, I remember, it was a beautiful day, September 11, 2000, beautiful, clear, not a cloud in the sky, beautiful day. And so they asked people who were there to make like a painting of what the sky looked like. So the last thing at the end of the museum is this enormous, take up an entire wall of mural, okay, of all these different shades of blue. It's a fascinating thing to look at because it's so, I mean, I don't know the word, that must be a couple hundred shades of blue. Now we know from
the artist paintings of trying to remember what the sky looked like.
Yeah, but it's right, exactly. And there were different shades. You look around the art, we can see different shades, but I mean, it's very interesting. So we know the different shades of colors. So you can have bleaching to bring out the color, you know, it's true. But let's leave that word shining out for a moment because it doesn't fit because he's talking about the material. But okay. The Rambam seems to say, we're talking here about the Av Malach Malabin in Perk Tes Halach Yud 14, he's talking about bleaching, okay? Bleaching, okay, means to bring up, which, by the way, is a simple definition of the word malabain. I mean, malabain comes to the word lavan. I mean, it's not a jump, you know, intellectually to see that might mean whitening, okay? But then the Ramah, kama shiuro k'delitos ben echad arko k'mlorocha v'sit, we had that in Gozes. it's like this top of scissors that's full, which is Aruch Arba Tvachim. He has four Tvachim in length. Okay, I'm going to come back to that with a different halacha. But now look what he writes, halacha Yud Aleph. Hamechabes begodim, you just launder clothes, are told us, Malabi. Okay, that's what I was trying to get at, to all of this. Okay, it's all said and done. The Rambam understands that regular, now it doesn't seem to be what Rashi was saying. Okay, Rashi, when he defines Malabing, in source 2 in the Mishnah, and I give him what I love, is Mechab Sobinar, you wash the regular washing, do the laundry, you're washing your clothes in the river. So the Rashi, and Rashi explained that on the Mishnah, which is listing off the others. So Rashi clearly seems to learn that any type of laundering is part of the Av Malacha. He's not saying whitening necessarily wouldn't be, okay, but it certainly he considers that part of the Av Malacha. The Ran, that I quote in the Riff, Laman Alpha Beis and Page Riff and Shabbos in 3, I'm not, that other gears of Nes, I'm not sure. Is he weighing in? It's got to be with a certain type of cleanser that brightens it or not. I don't know. But the Rambam, maybe it's not like the Ran either, okay, but according to the Rambam, he says explicitly, I'm a Chabbis Begodim, or told us Malab. Malabin really, according to him, means bleaching, whitening, as opposed to laundry. Okay. Now, yeah, it could be that the Rambam, where did the Rambam get that from? Right? So it could be the Rambam is based on Yerushalmi, right? Because the Yerushalmi gave the example in the Megafer sulfur, treating with sulfur. That's the example Yerushalmi gives. So again, it's not rare for the Rambam to be based on Yerushalmi. I mean, the Rambam sometimes will do that for you. Okay, he'll base it on Yerushalmi, over a Bavli, or especially the Bavli doesn't say anything. Okay, it's not a machlokas. The Bavli never mentions one way or the other. So either way, you know, the Rambam, you know, could well have, you know, could well is well within his rights, quote unquote, based on Yerushalmi. Right. But anyway, so it could be basically showing me that the Av is the brightening, the white, and not just removing dirt, but actually, you know, enhancing the zuul, the color. Okay. Now, another Gemara that's relevant to us is 15, Shabbos Kuf Mem Vavad Beis, going over to Kuf Mem Zayin Vavad Aleph, very bottom of the Kuf Mem Vavad Beis, says Omer Buna. So in Kuf Mem Zayin Vavad Aleph, says the following, 15. Hamena'er Taliso v'Shabbos. You shake out your talis. The talis here doesn't mean the talis you wear for davening. Okay, but a garment. My talis is used in the rabbinic Hebrew in any garment. Shtayim oksim b'talis. Two people, it doesn't mean a talis you wear for davening. It means a garment. Okay, so shake it out on Shabbos. Okay, Rashi explains, Hamanara taliso min ha'afar. The garment got dusty. You know, they shake it out. We get the dirt, the particles off. Right? So the Gemara says, chayav chatos. Rashi says in 16, Kuf Mem Zayin and Alf and Shabbos, Chayav Chatos, Vizehu Libuna. That's cleaning it. Right? That's Malabi. Okay. Now, according to the Rambam, it certainly wouldn't be the Av. Could be the Tolda. Okay. The Gemara says, Chayav Chatos. Right. But Rashi is Vizehu Libuna. That's cleaning it. And the Chiddush here is even without water. And even though Rashi had said in the Mishnah that you need, you know, take it down to the stream, it sounds like you need water. At least, maybe it's only a told, it's still chayav chatos. Remember, no practical difference in terms of a told in terms of the chiyuv. So the chiyuv chatos could mean that even Rashi would agree it's a tolda if you don't use any water. Okay? But now the Gemara qualifies it. Below Omar, that's only true, and it's also to do such a thing, is ala bechadati, means a new garment. Ala batiki, less lamba, a new garment. When you wear a new garment, a new talis, again, not to mean talis with dominant. A new garment, you know, you want to make it look nice. But if it's already been wearing it for a while, we know ourselves, it's dusty, yeah, so what? Okay, you're not going to each time, most people aren't so fastidious. Okay, you have a raincoat or a jacket, you know, you're not going to dust it off every time. You go out during the week, maybe Shabbos you might want to do it. But again, the Gemara says, Atiki, older. Okay, Atiki is less than, but not a problem. And then the Gemara says, below Omar and Ella Be'uchme, it's black, a black garment. Okay, a black garment. There, dust stands out. Okay, on a black garment, dust and, whatever, stuff comes out of your hair, dandruff and stuff like that stands out on a black garment. Okay, Al Mechavri again means white, there's that word again, white. Sumki is red. Okay, it's at least a certain shade of red, like the Gemara has. My chazes the dom of sumak. Remember that Gemara who says You're not allowed to kill somebody if they try to kill you, because who says your blood's red? I use the word suma. Okay, anyway, lesson, Bob. And it says, well, who the kopet alayim? And it's all if you're makbid, right? As she says, makbid aloshin ad shinarein. Okay, you're not going to, you won't wear this unless you knock it off. Then you're violating it. But if you don't care about it, this happened to shake it, you don't care about the result, then it's mutter, maybe it's Toshan or whatever. That's what comes out from that Gemara. Now, Tosas is bothered. Tosas is there in Shabbat 17. Ivamaskal Hamanar, Kuf Mem Zanavel, Hamanar Taliso, is bothered by what Rashi said. Because Rashi said, shaking it off, that's not malabing. So therefore, Tosas quotes from 17, Pirshman Chananel, Min Hatal. When you came into the house, your suit, your jacket, whatever had tal, had dew, or maybe droplets on it, okay? Sha'al of the Hainu Kibus, the Libun Chayb Chatas. Come back to that. Offer could appear to kuntras ain't near as she shayach libon. Okay, so there's no libon needs water, because that's what the Tosa seems to be saying. Okay, he disagrees. Okay, now Rashi, we could say that Rashi would agree that for the Av, you need water, and for the Tolda, you can even do without water. Tosafot won't accept that. Tosafot is not Libra without some kind of liquid. Washing means washing in water, okay, or some other liquid element, but not just shaking dust off something. But it could be that Rashi is also, it may make a distinction, and we'll see that distinction also. It may depend on how the dirt is in. Is the dirt, you know, mamish caked in? It's mamish, you know, then you need water to get it out. But if it's just surface stuff, then the way you get it off is by shaking it. So maybe Rashi holds that would be malamin. When Rashi said in the Mishnah, you need to take it to the stream, he was talking about the dirt that's mamish, what's the word, embedded or whatever it is, it's caked into it, you know, it's absorbed into the pants, into the jacket. You can't do it without water. You got to wet a towel. You got to maybe wet your fingernail and scrape it or something like that. But other things which are just surface, like dust, that would be Liban, because that's the normal way of getting it off. Now, the Rambam seems to learn this whole Gemara differently. Okay, our Gemara, and look in Rashi 16, and Kufman Zanavis, Amin Aleph, the way we learned the Gemara, Bayav Chatos, Dizel Libuno, right? The Toma Malabe, that's the Sugya, it's Toma Malabe, right? The Tosa didn't disagree with that. If we look in the Rambam 18, Parag Yud of Hilchos Shabbos Lev Yuches, the Rambam is talking about Makka Bepatish, putting the final touches on something. It's one of the last malachas. Makka Bepatish. First, he said, I'm not interested so much in the first case. I'm a sase, so Evan Kosher, you break up a stone. Okay, I'm not so interested in the case there, but rather to show you that the Rambam of that halacha is talking about Chayav Mishum Makka Bepatish. That's what he's talking about in that halacha. And look what he includes in Makka Bepatish. Hamena'er talis chadosh u'shchorosh k'dei l'nos ol'hosu etziv alovan anutlabo and so on. He's just shaking off a talis. Okay. So apparently the Rambam learned this case in this Gemara in Kufman Zion that we just saw. It's all about shaking off your garment. Apparently the Rambam learned that's nothing new with Malabin. It's Makar Bepatish. Now the Rambam specifically speaks about a new, which the Gemara talks about, Shchora. Okay. It's a dark garment. Well, that's the Rambam Lashitoso. Okay. Because the Rambam holds that what's Malabin? Malabin really is whitening, so they're not shayach here. Ramos Yitoso, that it's that the malabim means bleaching, which is only shayach by a beged lovan and not by a black garment. Okay, the only thing is, why did the Rambam go back? And you're talking about the Raisa, not talking about. I'm sorry, but the Rambam did say two problems. Remember what I just said? The Rambam seems to be Lashitosa, because the Rambam doesn't include shaking off the talis, shaking off your garment under Malabin at all, the way Rashi and Tosa said it. Or Rashi said it, and Tosa didn't disagree, right? They're not talking about Malabin at all. It's Makar Bepatish, a different malacha altogether. Why didn't the Rambam include this under Malabin? Because according to him, Rambam Lashitosa, the Rambam says that Malabin is only when you bleach something. And here, as the Gemara says, Lo Amar El Be'uchmi, it's talking about a black or a dark garment. Okay, well, there's no malabin by dark garments, according to the Rambam, very possibly. Okay, the only problem is, well, number one, he did say the word shani. And you can't ignore the fact that back in, where was it again? In source 14, Perek Tes Halach Yud, he said, oh, it's a shani, which sounds like it's not just the red. It's red. So it means any bringing out the color. That's a possible problem. Unless he was talking about material and not the color. I don't know. But the other question is, but 1 second, didn't the Rambam admit that laundering is the polgo? That he admitted, right? Back in source 14 in Perek Tes Halach Yud Aleph, Hanachabe is begodah, he told us Malab and Bechayim. So why doesn't he count shaking off the garment? You know, it should at least be a tolda, right? Why isn't it a tolda? So again, you can answer because the tolda would only be, you know, as we say, mechabes, actually laundering. Shaking something is not laundering. You hear the Chizuram can get at it that way. Shaking dust off something is not laundering. It's not even a tolda. So what is it? It's not something else entirely. With this, we can explain. If you take a look in the Bach, in the Siman Shulchan Aruch, which we're going to go to, Siman Shin Chof, Zion of the Bach, 19. So the Bach quotes the Marshal, the Mirul Tour. We call Mokom Nira Lechalek, the Dafka be Big Day Lovon, that the whole problem is only by Big Day Lovon. Aval Tzvuim, colored garments, Afilu B'Shul Pishnam, no matter what they're made of, Lo Shayach Mohen Libun. Okay, that's what he said. Then he writes, "Elo shelo roisi leechar min ha'charben shemechalak b'cha." I didn't see anybody say like that. I didn't see anybody say like that. Now you could say, "Well, the Rambam said like that," but the Rambam admitted that it's a tolda. So the Marshal had such a shita, but the Bach rejects it altogether. He says, "Lufiyan is daiti adover pashut the shayach libun af pitzuim." I'm going to show you adover pashut libun works even my color. There's an issur of libun. In my colored garments, Shari ben Minar Taliso, Ne Tala Shalom, like Tosa says, you shake, you know, the droplets off. Amrina de Beuchmi Dafka Aser, okay, Dafka, you know, even something black, okay, and meaning that you could argue that Liban is bleaching, okay, but the, you know, he could say, the Marshal could say, Liban is like bleaching, okay, and but the Bach objects. The Bach objects. He said, "Daf Gosu b'Hanir Yotzalo k'mo kibus b'chein titshal begados." That's kind of dirt or plaster that got on his garment. Mistama mashu b'Beimelon b'Beimitzur. But again, the Barshal could get out of it because the fact that he could hold like the Rambam, the Malabin is bleaching, okay, and therefore it only applies to white garments. And the Raya from Menayer is not a Raya. The Bach brought a Raya from Menayer, taking right. The Bach's Raya against the Barshal was what? You see from the case of Minar, the Dafka black thing, and that counts as Libun, right? That's no riot necessarily, because what could you say? Marshal called like the Rambam, that what? The Minar is not a case of Libun altogether. It's a case of Makom Patur, a different din altogether. The whole Gemara is irrelevant, this discussion. But there is such a shita. Okay, one other point to stress, because we're talking here about clothing, but it doesn't only apply to clothing. There was a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Beis and Beis. Source 20. Mo's shal hakar. Now the sugi there is mukta. Mukta is sugi. So it says in the Mishnah, Mo's shal hakar. You found some money on your pillow. Now you left some coins or whatever is on your pillow. You want to use the pillow on Shabbos. So minar is hakar, but ain't nofus. You can't move the money. It's mukta. You can move it indirectly. You shake the pillow, the money rolls off. Okay, good. Then it's talking about the pillows. So hois olav lishleshes. Lishleshes. Which means you have dirt. Filth on the pillow. So it says, Mekancha bismartut. Okay, smartut is like a towel or a rag. You can clean it off with a rag. Okay, I clean it off with a rag. You're allowed to do that. So it was incidental to the mission, to my muktzah, but since they were talking about a pillow, they mentioned some din that's relevant to us. First part of the mission is not relevant to us because it's talking about muktzah. But Rashi says, in fact, I left out two Rashi's. So look up the Rashi, Kupman Beit. L'shlesh esman, I'll read it to you. I wrote it in Dover. Shum Dover Mius, Kigon, Roke Otsoa. There's something disgusting, some filth, some spit, or some excrement, whatever garbage, you know, on filth on the pillow. So it says, Mekancha b'smartut. Okay, but Rashi says it means with a rag, but below you tell mine, not wet. Okay, not water. Okay, because the car is like a beged, and putting it in water, that's a form of kibbutz. So that's what's important for us. Mekancha b'smartut, but not with water. Not with water. because then it's a problem of libun. Just to take a rag or shmata and wipe the stuff off, that's okay. It'll work. But haisushko, or was made out of leather, then no still of mayim achatichla. Rashi says, you're allowed to put water on it. You're not allowed to mamish scrub. Look at Rashi says, okay. Or the lav bar kibus hu. Leather is not something which you tend to, you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine or your belt. Okay, you don't launder that. So the kibus doesn't apply to those things. So therefore you can put water on it. Ansha Tikhla Rashi explains, Umiu, kibus, lav bar kibus, that's Rashi in 21. No se alel maim ansha tikhla. Right? Umiu, however, he says, kibus mamish lo. The whole Vistam Karm Khosum Rachamin, who shot from everybody, kibus, okay, pillows and stuff are soft. Right? So therefore kibus is shaykh. But or at same time or is rachlam. You shriosan lozel kibusan. Buy certain things, and how you clean it is to let it soak in water. That's how you clean it. And that's really what you do in a washing machine, right? You put in water. Okay. You let the stuff sit there in water and the dirt comes out. That's called shriyosan habi kibusan. But with leather, it's not the case. Shriyosan lozeu kibusan. It refers to Gemara's welcome, which we'll see. So, bottom line for us, Rabosai, melabein applies to any soft material, whether natural or synthetic, it doesn't matter, but it's a softer material, okay? And it also applies to non-clothing. So it applies to the carpet, to the upholstery, well, not labdavka, something you wear, okay? As long as it's a softish item. And we'll see the chilek is that a soft item, what happens to the dirt? It sinks in. It's absorbed into the thing. Okay? As opposed to a harder item, a leather item, something like that, it's on the surface. It's different. It's not kibbutz. You wipe it off. It's a different thing. We'll see about that. Okay, look in the Rambam, Parakof Beis, Shabbos, Mach Yerches 22. Minol, a shoe or a sandal, shenitzlachech betit ubitzoa. Okay, which got dirty with plaster or with excrement, you stepped in something, whatever. Mutar l'shach shechom b'mayim, you can rinse it or rinse it with water. Aval l'chab so'os, so they actually wash it. Not. V'ein megardin lo minavol sandalim chadoshim, regarding to scrape. You scrape dirt off. That's usually your shoes anyway. You scrape stuff off. You step in dirt or you scrape it off. Okay. So ein megardin lo minavol sandalim chadoshim. It soften it, and then if it's older, you can take it off. This dish we just mentioned, karo kesses, shalain tzol otinof mekancho besmartut. You got a pillow or a little case or something like that. You do it with a smartut, a rag, shal or no salam mai matzitichla. Can the rabbi disagrees? That's the Rambam. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. You can. Yeah, because that's not called kibbutz. Now you can't, we'll see rigorously, but to see about it. Two didn't want to see in the Shulchan Aruch, and that'll be for today, I get it. It'll take a little time. All right. Two didn't in the Shulchan Aruch. One is Sif Aleph, one is Sif Tes. So look at Sif Aleph and the Shabur first. Aruch Haim, I printed it together, but Simon Shinchov Sif Aleph. Aminar Talis Chadosha, Shoro, in the dark Talis. Minatal shall have from the doing against lactosis. Doesn't want to say it's a problem with no water. Okay. Shanir Yofel Kibus, because for this type of thing, that's kibus. It's like the same, just as good. All right. But that's if you're makbid to wear it, not to wear it, unless you've shaken it off. There are more eds for culture came. Also in our certainly can't, if you got caught in the rain, can't shake that off. That's me cleaning it indirectly, all right. But bedafka beged chodesh makbulav yesh omim shenot aser lanar beged mina avak shalom in makbul tov lachos uzvar. Some say if your makbid shouldn't even shake the dust off. Ava mutol lahaser notzus mina beged b'shabbos. Feather is what gets stuck. It's not, they can't take. That's right on the surface. You flick it right off. Certain things just flick it. Right. Flick it. I think so. Now the Mishabur writes hadasha. What does Chadosha mean? Nobody else talks about it. The Shabur is a quite hour. Come back to the second half of 23. So 24, the Shabur writes, Chadosha, how new? Brand new, he just got it, he never wore it. He says, Chadosha mikim lo nishtamish ba'adayin harbe. You haven't used it too much. That's a little subjective, but he writes, Sha'od nira ba'chidosha. It looks new. you know, you can tell sometimes, not always, but it looks pretty new. As long as it looks new, that's called new, even if you use it a few times. Can't always tell. All right, now he says specifically, we're talking here about a dark garment. Okay. Abachibra Visuki less than Balak Tamar said, is why the river not worried about it? Tom, and he explains, I told you before here in Sipan Beis. The Bechadosh Oshora Midgar Hayipu Ayideh Anir. Because the beautification of it, the cleaning of it, is more noticeable. Okay, Minkar Hayipu Ayideh Anir. Mashun came Shemakra Batam. Okay, the Oz Chashiv Anir, Kibal Kibbutz. Then it's like Kibbutz, you're Makbid on it, and it does the same thing. Okay, I believe ain't dark or hot close on the phone. Believe me, or a lot of times they don't shake it. Then it's mutal and nair off lechakila. Says the Mishnah Berurah there. It's called dalid. Okay, chodesh shemak. When he brings in something else, we'll discuss some of it next year. But he writes, I feel him in sukkot and dalid. Feel him a beged yoshon tzorkli zara milarim and amayim bechozek. Even an old thing, but don't rub water strongly. Then yovel de schita. The schita, we always talk about schita from Gidoy Karka and so on, squeezing lemons and whatever else we talk about in terms of schita. But there's another schita, a schita here that's part of Libum, wringing out the clothes. And we're going to come back to that. Now, Sukkot and Lama test in the Shabur again. Well, let's first see the Bir Halacha in 25. Okay? He says that the reason why Makbid plays a role is Stefanov, Yomas Rishon Makbid 25. Atam, Daidezem Mikri Yipui Habegid. Since that's what you want and you're Makbid, then just shake it off. Shake off, that's called Yipui, and therefore it's an Isser. Now the question is the second part of that Bir Halacha, which I'm not going to read now, but he says, what if you're shaking it off for somebody else? He's not Makbid, you're Makbid. So he doesn't care about the result. You don't. Well, the reverse case. You're not Makbid, but the other guy is. So you know, who do you go by? That's what he discusses over there. But the second one, he writes as follows. Second, Bir Halacha 25. Shin Beis, he found it to us, the Yeshon. Ayotze mi kol zeh. See it? 25. Ayotze mi kol zeh. Tafila das hamatir no dafka be'ina osa shum pula klal. Kim nir ba'alma in avak shalom. Okay, that is going to be Isser. Yep. Okay, so that's that. Now let's go back to source 23 and the second part of the Sultan of Yosef test. Mutar liten ma'amag abimil shachshiko, Shulchan Aruch says, abalol chabso. Even with the shoes, you can rinse it, you know, sprinkle water on it, but you can't wash it good. The Hainu Shem Shafshin Tzidos Del Zeh, you know, you rub parts against each other and so on. Also, Aval Beged Sheishol Lichluch, but if you have a garment that has a stain on it or something, Asur Afilu Shafshol Tzil Kibuso, because that is getting rid of it. By shoes, it's different. Okay? Ella, what can you do? Mekancho B'smarto, take a rag or a towel, Bekal, not lightly, not too hard. Okay? Don't scrape it off, just rub it off if you find this. Okay? Then there are more rights, the second part of Tess. Ubeged She'ain Olav Lichl, Mutar Lisa's Olav Mai Mu'otim Elo Merabim. There was no actual dirt in there. You just want to kind of rinse it, even with a beged, even a little bit of water. Not too much because of the schita and some answer the whole thing. And that's going to make a difference in terms of when we pass him. Take a look at the Shabbat. It's called Lama Tess. He does something here, which again, you would expect him to do earlier, but he does it here. He writes, look at Lama Tess. Hine kedelevaris dibu elu hashnei sifim tzur lahakdim hagdoma ktana. They give another one of his hagdomas. Aleph. So here you have all the dinim together. You can see the Mishnah Berurah. Hamalabein humi avas malachos will even shak bein b'tzemer bein b'pishtim bein b'chol shard b'inim shadakan l'slabim. Anything which is normally you wash, you launder, it applies to anything you normally launder. Okay, it brings out the white and so on. And Shiro Bechutsu Oroch Dalatvachim. That's like the Rambam. That the issue of brightening is bleaching it, whitening it. However, Beis, Hamechabes Begadav Atoldus Malabin. He's still Chayim, right? That it's a Toldus, like we said, like the Rambam. Okay, Bechain Hasochton. Haschito Gam came Mitzarche Kibuzu. Okay. Again, that element of schita the different type of schitas, mishum kibus, mitzorchi kibus. What din the kibus shach ba'oros harachin and so on? Okay. Yeah, let me just find what's one of the things in this Mishabura. Something today, Shriosan, Kibusan. All right. Yes, there's two definitions of Shriosan, Zukibusan. Dafka, Kirish, Dover is not only by Lichloch, because soaking it removes the dirt. Soaking it pulls out the dirt. Okay, if there's no dirt, and then that's what we call Kibus. A Shomrim, no, if there's no dirt, it's still. Okay, so Machok is. At what point do we mutter? But that's the story of that. Okay. Shachko means just a little bit of water. Yeah. Again, by certain garments, we say Shriyasan ain Shriyasan Zui Kibusan. Shriyan and liquid, that is the act of kibus, although Mishnah Berurah says, but it doesn't apply to a shoe, fine. Both want to bring out. Yeah. All right, Derek, we'll talk about a different time. Look at the list we got left. Mishnah Berurah in the second half of 25. Davi Token, Siv Zayin. Shilchav Siv Zayin, Davi Token. Ubezen Nira, Tafilim Anishor Chadosha. Hisham. Shiny Sha'avak Ba'alma and Makakta Maris and call Kim Shora. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I talked to people who walk to Derek Benadam. Today is different. Derek Benadam won't go out in certain way. All right, then we touched on today. All right, anyway, that's the basic halacha. I just want to introduce one of the issues, background information. We'll start with the Shivan Sunday. And that is a sugya in Zvachim of all places. Zvachim of all places. What happened? We're talking about Dam Chatos. That's the name of the parak there. Dam Chatos. And when you were shechting the animal, some of the blood from the animal splattered onto your garment. So look at the Tzadi Gimel Beis 26. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, Tzadi Gimel Beis, Nitar ala or. If some of the animal's blood spritzed, onto leather, so ad shalohufshat eno ton kibus. Okay, I'm trying to explain now what needs kibus, what doesn't. Bishuvshat time kibus. All right, if you haven't skinned the animal, the skin off yet, and the blood got in that, that's eno ton kibus. Won't need kibus because you haven't finished processing it. But mishuvshat then ton kibus. You already skinned it. You took the leather off, the skin off. So then it's a concern. Divra Behuda, Brazoma Ap Mishahufsha, still Asr. Now the Mishnah says there, that's the key line for us. The end, Eino Tal Kibus, Elamakom Adam. It's only when the dam sprinkled. You don't have to wash the whole thing, just wash that area. The Dover Shuar, the Kabotumar, all the Kibus. Echarabeg, Echasak, Echaror, Tuunin Kibus. So, not the whole bag and part of the bag. So this is where kibus comes in. All right. So that's the one's welcome. So it requires kibus. Good. So the only thing that requires kibus, the Gemara compares it, or actually compares it to something which is royal kabel tuma, right? Even though he didn't have that intention, but it's not missing, it's in the machshava and tuma issue. And the Gemara speaks about royal lekibus. What does royal lekibus mean for our purposes now? Look in Rashi 28. We'll finish up with this. Welcome, Tzadi Dan Rav. Royal lekibus, lemute kli debar gredahu. The reason I brought this one is welcome in. We saw the Mishnah alluded to it. The reason I brought this one is welcome in to show you there are certain types of kalim that are not, don't lend themselves to kibus and hence don't lend themselves to libun. So Gemara mentions there in Zochim, Tzadi Dan Rav. That's the whole purpose I quoted that Mishnah. Royal lekibus lemute klid de bar gredo. You can scrape it off, and that's what I told you before. The dirt's not caked in. There's a little thing spilled. You see, you didn't notice it then. Now you see it, so you can flip it off. Because lemute klid de bar gredo. And as a Rashi, we said the bar gredo, the ein mechabsin osala gordo. You don't wash it. So take shoes, or take a pot, or take some other vessel, You don't throw it in the washing machine. You try and scrape the thing off. You got it. So those kinds of things would not be kibbutz. So therefore, the Rambam says, and this will finish, he'll pass it like that, Kamar, Hilchos Maisa, Kobonis, Parakres, Halacha Beis. The Malacha Malabin applies regardless of what it is. Echara Beged, Echara Orarach, Echara Sak, any types of tune in kibbutz. Aval Ora Kosher, Ke'etz, the Gordo, Me'alav. Very hard leather, it's like a wood, so you can scrape it right off. That's what you do. Halacha Dalad, we'll finish. Ein Ton Kibbutz El Makom Adam Bovad. When it comes to the coins, garments that got splattered with the blood from the Korban Chatas, you only have to get rid of the blood from that place by itself. Who shall klish roll a kabbutum or the kibbutz? Fine. Aval nitas al kli eitz o kli markas eino ton kibbutz. The bisha eino roil the kibbutz al a gordon bavad. Something wood, metal that dam chata sprinkled on, you don't do kibbutz, okay, because you don't need it. You can just get something else to scrape it off. Okay? So wood, metal, glass, ceramic, and so on. The only thing that we'll talk about next time. Yeah, I'll talk about next time whether about the material will have a bliya, how far it goes, but there's no bliya in like soft items, the flavor, the meat splatter, the gravy gets absorbed into the suit, pants, as opposed to just resting on top when it comes off. Something which is very hard, it's not kibbutz, it's something else. Okay. All right. We'll stop over here. I want to go a little further. We'll stop over here. We can be able to finish this off on Sunday. Sunday, a regular shiur, right? So. Yeah. All right.
Okay.